Welcome to the Atlantic GMAT podcast. I'm Andrew Geller. Today we're going to chat about GMAT percentiles and 80th percentile confusion. You've decided that an MBA is the right path for you. A diligent person, you make a list of your favorite MBA programs and note the median GMAT scores so you can set a proper goal. Because you've got your sights set on the top 10 with a soft spot for the top 3, a 700 plus score seems imperative. Fair enough. You've done well on standardized tests and aren't afraid of a good challenge. 3 months later, after grueling through a couple hundred hours of studying, you're sitting in front of a rather schlubby-looking computer taking your official GMAT. It's challenging, especially on the quant side. You were a bit rushed there. Verbal was a slog, but there were no surprises. A few clicks after the last verbal question, and 720, 94th percentile. You made it. Or did you? You notice that you nearly failed the quant with a percentile in the low 60s. What? How is that possible? Damn you, GMAT quant percentile. Is Harvard slipping away? The short answer is no, Harvard is not slipping away. Everything is okay. Read on for a detailed analysis of GMAT percentiles and why the 80th percentile on quant isn't necessary for admission to top MBA programs. Back in 2000, a GMAT scaled score of 45 represented the 82nd percentile. That seems to be when the 80th percentile really mattered. Since then, as illustrated in the accompanying tables, what was the 80th percentile has dipped to the 78th, 75th, 71st, and now degrade 63rd percentile. Astonishing. So, yes, the 80th percentile does matter. But not the 2019 80th percentile, the 2000 one. Why have GMAT percentiles changed? The simple answer is that more people are getting perfect or near-perfect scores. The way that the GMAT percentiles are now, there is no 99th percentile on the quant side. You can only get to the 97th percentile. A full 3% of GMAT test takers are ringing up perfect quant scores. Why are people doing better? I'd like to think that Atlantic GMAT is the sole reason, but the facts point elsewhere. It has to do with the shifting demographics of GMAT test takers. People from countries that tend to provide a better math education than is provided in the States have been taking the GMAT in much greater numbers. These folks are making the GMAT percentiles, on the quant side, much more competitive. Americans are lagging. One interesting little tidbit from the article, Asia students spend an average of 151 hours in test preparation. U.S. students average 64. Part of why achieving a 2019 80th percentile GMAT quant score doesn't matter is that a GMAT percentile score only measures relative ability. It is the scaled score that measures absolute ability. So a quant 45 from 2019 is the same as a quant 45 from 1997. That's why the subsection scaled score is more meaningful than the percentile score. It's a measure of your skills, and people have been doing admissions for years recognize that. The percentile scores may change, but the scaled scores still represent a known quantity in terms of ability. With a quant 45, you have the skills to face the rigor of an MBA, even if your percentile seems pathetic. Do you need to have a near-perfect quant score to do well in an MBA program? Nope. Think about it like this. Let's say there's a certain amount of weight that you have to be able to lift in order to become a fireman in New York City. Let's say that's 200 pounds. Does it make you a more qualified fireman if you can lift 400 pounds? Not necessarily. Once you've crossed the 200-pound threshold, there are probably other skills that are more important than lifting weight. So it is with the GMAT. At some percentile, well below the 80th, your quant skills are proven, and so your total GMAT score, combined percentile, and the rest of your app become more important. When does an imbalance in GMAT percentiles warrant a retake? Well, this advice really depends on who you are. If you have a proven math background, a 700-plus score, but a super low quant percentile, you might be totally fine. If you have a desirable background and a story that a particular school is looking for, again, a lower quant score could be A-OK. Here are some rough-and-ready guidelines for when to consider a retake. 1. most people with a quant score below a 45 gunning for the top two or three programs. Two, most people who are in a competitive bracket with a quant score below a 45. Three, any applicant applying to a top 10-ish school with a quant score below a 40. Have you had a different experience with your admissions process? Follow up with any questions or comments. Thanks for listening.